It's Wednesday, the 9th of December. Wednesday the 9th. It's darker. A little bit darker this morning again, but then again the skies are totally overcast. They're totally overcast. Yes. It's raining, it's windy, it's not very nice. December's carrying on where November left off. Drich, dire and dismal. But hey ho, is there a positive side to this morning's weather at all? It's mildish. That's it. Just mildish. Everything's so sodden and sickly looking. Can't even get the leaves swept up. And the leaves have just all but, they've all but gone off the trees. There's hardly a leaf left anywhere. But the point is, there's loads still lined in, tidied up, and tidying them up when they're sodden, it's not fun, it's not enjoyable, it's not therapeutic. It's just minging. It's minging. Not an expression I use actually, but it's pretty descriptive. So last night's sleep was another series of yo-yos. I counted 12 changes in sleep last night, from awake, deep sleep, light sleep, and so it went on like a roller coaster through the night. Yes. God. I think that's what's killing me actually in the morning. It's good morning, Mrs. Blackbird. How are you? Yes, you have oatcakes this morning. Lovely stuff. The best of the gear. And with some salt that will help you. Anyway, I think that's what's killing me in the mornings. Well, along with the fact that it's dark and my body's wanting to hibernate. It's this yo-yoing in and out of deep sleep. It's when you get a long spell of deep sleep, you know, REM, speedwagon. It's when you get a long spell of that during the night, a decent length of time in deep sleep. That makes a difference. Even if it's just the one long period somewhere during the night. It's usually after I've went to sleep, not usually, but last night, like the night before, well, it makes me want to say three wee monkeys came to the door, so I'll just say it. Yeah. It's just been, I've been going into deep sleep after I've fallen asleep. But then very, very soon after that, I'm into light sleep again, and then, Anyway. What's bothering you this morning, Mrs. Blackbird? Because she's just standing, looking. She's, the oatcakes are there, she's beside them, she's not eating them, she's just, it's as if she's weary of something. I don't know why, because she knows that if I'm here, nothing's going to harm her. She's looking around, she's, whether it's the crows being in the area, I don't know. But the crows won't come down if I'm here. I don't know. Trying to understand the mind of a bird. I think she wants to eat. Ah, she's started to take some now. But I think something was bothering her. See, the thing is that, of course, she'll be, you know, hypersensitive to maybe sounds or even senses way beyond what I or us humans can determine. I think that's what I love about nature. Is we don't fully understand what's going on. How can you tell what's going on in the tiny brain of a female blackbird? How can you tell? You can only guess, speculate. We're going out tonight, and that's prominent in my mind this morning. We're going to Christmas dinner. It's the one this will be the third year, I think, we're at. Third or fourth, I can't remember. But it's a freebie. It's for senior citizens over 60-year-old. So we're going up to Shotts, to St. Patrick's, and we shall be welcomed into a warm and cosy hall, table set, a complimentary drink, whatever you want, a lovely dinner, and entertainment by, well, it'll either be a singer or two singers. You know, a duo or something like that. And usually at the halfway mark, we get entertained with the local, I can't remember, it's not St. Patrick's, the local tap dance or Highland dance school from Shotts. It's either one or the other, and they've got a nice wee show. It's great. It's great being a senior citizen, an OAP, old, what do you even think about that? I mean, senior citizen, doesn't that sound like, you know, something or someone of standing, a senior citizen, a citizen, even that very word, now we don't use that word in this country at all, not Americans and possibly Canadians do. Or maybe other companies, I'm not sure. But, citizen, doesn't that portray someone of some standing and a senior citizen even more? You know, almost as if you should be wearing a badge of honour, you know, I am a senior citizen. Whereas in this country, tend to call us OAPs. An acronym. We are acronyms in this country. We are OEPs, or Old Age Pensioners. Old Age Pensioners. Oh God. 60? 60 or 65, you're an OEP. Oh my God. Give me senior citizen any day. So I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm going to starve myself all day. No, I'm not actually, but I'm looking forward to my Christmas dinner and entertainment. Oh, I suppose that tonight will put me in festive mood, because I'm not in festive mood. I find it very difficult nowadays to get into festive mood at all. It's usually Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. That's it. It's not my fault. I don't know. just not. I try to be. I try. My wife was singing Christmas Carol last night. Well, I say singing, I use that term loosely. But she's obviously getting in a kind of mood. She always does. She doesn't. She's like me though, it's not the same as it used to be when we had four kids. Or as Sassy Cat would say, four children's running about the house. Or even when they were teenagers and still here. But I don't have them now, they're all grown up and they've got their own lives. And it's not the same. But at least my wife, definitely, she gets a bit chirpy. Especially the last week. But me, I try. It's like a whole big chunk is missing. I miss the kids. See, kids, they're all adults now. The youngest is 32. Still miss them. God forbid they ever came back to stay though.